Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Cox for CCR to House Bill 1055.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1055 by Cox of the House and Brown of the Senate, an act relating to insurance.
Representative Cox, you're recognized to explain your report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 1055 involves a compromise that was worked out between hospitals and insurance companies regarding prior authorization and pre-certification of insurance. Also involves creating an agency to study how OCGIVE can provide better health care benefits to state employees. Move adoption.
Questions on the report? Seeing none, Representative Cox moves adoption of the CCR to House Bill 1055. Will there be debate? Seeing the debate, all those in favor of adopting the report say aye. All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1055 by Cox of the House and Brown of the Senate, an act relating to insurance.
Representative Cox moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is shall the bill pass? Clerk, Clark, with the machine, starting to announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of House Bill 1055. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Wesselhoff votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Terrell votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representative McPeak votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
98 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I was elected in constant House, declare the bill to have passed. Representative Cox now says the vote will be the vote on the emergency without objection. That'll be the order. Declare the vote.
98 ayes, 0 nay.
Chief Tudor's vote is elected in constant House on the emergency to have passed. Mr. Fullerton.